Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
That baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Mitt, what did you say? Did you say something about your hair in the back there as the show started?
I said, I'm your biggest fan. This is Stan.
No, I was saying my hair was looking weird in the headphones, and I didn't mean for my
hair
mic
looks
to be
fucking
on.
Sweet, dude.
It's not just today, Paul.
Whoa, not, dude. I fixed it. It looks sick. My hair looks sweet. I look like Goldilocks, kind of. Prince Charming.
Thought you were putting conditioner in there. It's going to take it back to your normal color.
No. I'm putting the conditioner in that takes out the orange, like, tint from the dye, or from the bleach.
Gotcha.
It's working.
Gotcha.
It looks is good. Working.
Looks good, dude.
I've been working hard on it.
Yeah, no, it looks good.
Okay.
I sent some animosity here.
Oh, stop, dude.
When did this become an animosity show?
It's never been an animosity show. We ELE. Okay?
Yeah.
ELE.
Yeah.
Raldzi?
Everybody love everybody.
ELE.
If it did take a turn, it was when Mitt started burying callers.
Exactly.
Except for you guys. You guys hate a lot of people.
That's not true.
Nah.
ELE.
You got the wrong guys, dude.
And I don't bury callers.
Let's go. Last night, Maction, Zips.
Never a doubt.
Zips.
It was always the Zips, Tony.
What did you have?
Fucking 0-2. Lost the Maction title.
Well,
tied for the Maction title.
How's that?
3-2.
Okay.
Oh, really? What am I?
You're like 2-7, I think.
Oh, no, my friend.
Keep track of your own record. What are you, Mitt?
I'm actually 3-1.
You got two wrong on the same day, dude.
No.
Yeah.
I got one wrong.
The first night of Maction.
No, I only took Miami. Yeah,
he's right. It was only one.
No.
I only took one pick. I only took Miami.
Maction Bush still lives.
I am 2-1.
3-2. Volume better.
We have Maction tonight.
Yep.
We will get to that. NBA, I went 2-1. What did you go, Mitt?
Ooh.
Way to be prepared.
Oh, I went 2-1. Sorry. We talked about this morning.
You did.
2-1.
2-1.
Yep. Bucks covered.
Clippers
that over
covered.
Did not hit by, I think, 2 points or 1 point. It was bullshit. And then it was always the Clippers, Tony.
Utah covered. Clippers covered. It did not go under in Bucks and...
No. I had the over in Utah and Hawks.
I was talking about me, you fuck.
Jeez. ELE, dude.
You started 6-0 in college basketball, right?
Yeah, I finished 9-10, unfortunately.
Tell you what, 9-10, putting up 19 picks on night one.
I needed to stay away from those big spreads. Maryland didn't cover. They were a big favorite. Purdue fucking...
They did, right?
They did. They were the only big one
against
that did.
Bellarmine.
Oregon State did not. Oral Roberts got smacked.
Bob Roberts did get smacked.
I mean, it was Chattanooga outright winner +7.5. It's always the Nugs in Cleveland State. I might just stick to that.
To your point, favorites of 13 or more went 8-26 ATS last
night.
Yeah,
it was ugly. It was ugly.
Under was 41-23-1. I love early season unders because, you know, boys don't really have their legs underneath them yet. little rusty.
Hey, there's some ugly bass.
Little fucking rusty. We got more tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, were the away pups barking on the ice last night?
They were, my friend. They were.
Did one team ruin it all?
4-2. No, oh, okay. Two teams were Florida.
Oh, I did see that.
But they were not a dog. They were a favorite, and they got shelled.
Yeah, they
but
did.
But the Seattle Kraken did let us down, and I can't blame anyone but you.
What Kraken do you mean? Stink. I didn't fucking do anything.
I've been saying this all year. Kraken stink.
You took them away from home.
They're bad.
We've talked
team.
About this. You only take the Kraken at home.
They're bad hockey.
Well, team. It was one of the situations where the Kraken were away from home, which they aren't good at. But correct. Vegas was at home, which they are not good at
this
year. So
you decided to take the newer expansion team versus the older expansion.
Yeah,
team.
I thought they'd be able to play a tight game, maybe get one, two, you know, chip. But and they did get two, but Vegas got four. So
okay. Calamity.
We will do puck tonight. We will do college basketball. We will do college football. Am I missing anything? We will do NBA. A lot of big NBA night. looked at any college football games yet?
Oh, yeah. I got a a plethora of games picked out that I...
All right, well, let's just start with Maction.
Yes.
We'll go through Maction tonight, and then we'll talk about maybe some college football games that we like this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's that sound?
Beautiful.
Maction tonight. If you're not familiar with Maction, it's the MAC. They play during the week.
It's the best football in the world.
It's the absolute
best players in the world.
Best football in the world. Tonight, three more games. Toledo at BG, Ball State at Northern Illinois, and Kent State Golden Flashes at Central Michigan. Let's start with Toledo at Bowling Green, 7:27 kickoff. Does anyone in this room, I have a pick for this game. Does anyone else in this room have a pick for this game?
Not from me, my friend.
You?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'll pass.
I am on Bowling Green plus the 10.5. Now, is Bowling Green a great football team? They are not.
Do you know about Toledo Wednesdays?
I do know about Toledo Wednesdays. Toledo's been disappointing this year, though. I thought they were going to run away with the MAC, and they are not.
No.
I know about Toledo Wednesdays, but there's other trends that I like. Bowling Green's actually coming off a bye, so I'm hoping that helps. It could hurt. But I like Bowling Green at home getting the 10.5.
I mean, a home pop at 10, you can't. I'm not going to argue with you there.
Thank you. I mean, it could go... It could be disastrous, but Bowling Green's actually, I think they're 7-2 ATS this year.
Yep.
Because they were supposed to be the worst team potentially in college football, and they haven't been the worst.
BG's got dogs. They fight.
They beat fucking Snake Oil this year.
Snake Oil's dead, Tony. They're going to get taken out back by fucking
we'll see.
Kurt's boys.
Ball State at Northern Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a pick here, but it sounds like you two do.
I know where Mitt's going.
Mitt?
Chirp, chirp, boys. Let's go. Ball State has won. No, Ball State's won four of their last five. They're playing good ball right now. Northern Illinois just came off a tight loss. They're going to lose again tonight. Let's go. -2.5. It's an easy play. Or okay. You can take, really, the money line, -134 is a smarter play.
We will allow it.
All right.
Sir?
Give me the Huskies +2.
Wow.
Oh, you son of
a... Fucking head-to-head clash tonight in Maction.
Ball State 1-8 against the spread, last 9 against NIU.
Wow.
Everything else points Ball State, I'm not going to lie. Huskies are terrible. Wow. It's a home dog. Road team's good. But, I mean, a home pup. I like NIU here. I know they lost last week, but I feel like they did it to themselves. I don't think they got beat. I think they bounced back here.
Okay. Last game of the night is Kent State at Central Michigan. I took the dog in the first game. I will be taking the home favorite in this game, -2.5. Kent on the road, 1-4 ATS this year as a dog, 0-4 this year. Now Central Michigan also not great as a favorite.
I know we talk about Toledo Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Can I introduce you to Chippewa Wednesdays?
Please tell me about the Chips.
Yes. 13-2-1 ATS last 16 Wednesday games. Favorite in this matchup, 5-1 ATS last 6. Give me the Chippewas -2.5.
Oh, we're riding together, my friend.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to hop on the train as well. I was looking at this, and it just seems like everything was pointing Central Michigan for all the reasons that Gumpy just said. So let's go.
Okay.
Let's go, Chip.
So I'm on
Come on, Chip.
I'm on BG.
Come on, Chip.
Central Mich, as is everyone on
Come
Central
on, Mich. Chip.
And then Northern Illinois versus fucking Kid in the Back.
Feels like a Husky Chippewa night to me, my friend.
I think it's a chirp, chirp night all around, my friend. Wait, what does a Chippewa do?
They used to row the boat. Or no, that was Western. No, that was Central.
No, that was Western.
Yeah, that was Western.
I'm intrigued by that. I've done a deep dive into a lot of things. I think that needs to be on the
he
list.
He created it. He took it with him.
You can't.
He created it.
I'm with Gumpy,
you
dude.
Can't. When you sold that snake oil to that school, you can't take the snake oil off.
That's all he knows.
School. Start something different, dude.
That's all he knows, dude.
Hope Iowa beats them by 80. 80.
Other games we like this weekend, I'm kind of leaning Pitt tomorrow night.
Yeah, at minus six.
Yeah.
But, you know, UNC will fuck us either way.
You guys taking the over?
Of 70.
It's actually gone up to 97.5.
72.5 is where it sits.
Oh, it's awesome, down.
Man. Take the over.
Not to say, you know that Kent State Central's 75.5 tonight?
Holy shit. I didn't know.
Pardon?
75.5.
My lord.
I mean, I almost took the under just strictly out of principle, but I won't.
Tony, this is one game tomorrow night I'm looking at already. Okay. Cincinnati minus 22
That's
and a
two
half.
Nights from now, but.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Shit.
No, it's okay.
Why, I don't know why I thought it was Thursday.
It is a bad matchup for South Florida.
Yeah, they stink. And Cincinnati needs to make a splash, I think. They've been kind of toying with teams. They got to just whoop their ass.
What? You guys are forgetting about the ultimate equalizer.
What? Oh, you're good.
Arthur Falzone, the
third. Arthur Falzone, the third. I know. I know.
You guys seem to have forgotten about Mr. Falzone at the helm.
I actually have that game priced pretty well, but I would lean Cincy there. Not taking that. I think Michigan. I have Michigan as a 5-point favorite
at Penn.
Yep.
Yeah. What are they? Plus a half or
plus a half?
Switch?
I'm taking.
They're
I'm going to have to take Michigan. It was plus a half this morning.
Tell you what I'm thinking about doing.
Huh?
Fucking.
What?
For Tony.
Okay, so I had Rutgers written down here.
Yeah, I 6.5.
Feels Indiana's like a lot. Been so bad. Like, so is Rutgers.
Rutgers has been.
They've been so bad.
But I don't know.
For that reason, I kind of just don't want to fucking touch it at all.
I got to. I think I have to. We got to get back on the train.
I was looking at Auburn a little bit, but I think it might be too high.
Five and a half
against.
They're a lot better at home, though. A lot better at home.
So much better at home.
Yeah.
Miss State has fucked me, though, a little bit this year.
Yeah. Auburn's fucked me either way I went. I think Iowa 5.5 actually is pretty low.
Iowa, see, I might end up taking the Gophers. Not because I love the Gophers, but Iowa might have a hard time scoring 6 points.
I think you might love the Gophers.
I love their fucking stats.
What room is the PJ Fleck poster at in your house?
Football room.
All right.
Football god room. I'm just saying, Iowa.
I know.
Can they score 6 points?
I know, but I think their defense might just win this one on their own, as Mitt would say. You know, might hit this on their own.
Might cover this on their own.
Go ahead, Mitt.
Am I going to be the crazy one that takes Miami over Florida State?
So I had Florida State written down, but then they stink at home for some reason. Miami's been hot.
Miami's been playing well.
I stayed away from it, but
Tony Diaz seems to have found it a bit.
See, it seems like right when I hopped off the Miami train, they started to actually win games and cover spreads.
That's because you're a hype boy, and De'Aaron King got hurt, so you jumped off, and then they got better when he got hurt.
Well, I mean, you don't have to paint him like that. I mean, I just had him as a Heisman pick, and
just saying, dude.
For them to win national championship earlier.
Just saying, dude.
Ole Miss plus 2.5.
They are playing
Texas A&M at home.
I stayed away.
And I'm definitely taking Wake Forest again.
Who's Wake?
Minus 2.5 at NC State.
Oh,
or, no, they're at home.
Sorry, to me too.
They're at home.
I'm looking at K-State against West Virginia.
There's no way Wake loses two in a row.
K-State can score. Who?
Wake? There's no way Wake loses two in a row.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. After that fucking collapse. Actually, they still have stuff to play for because how this makes sense, I don't know. Their game last week against North Carolina was not a conference game.
Yep.
So that didn't hurt them in the conference. So it's not like they've lost anything to play for.
They're both in that ACC. That doesn't make any sense.
Correct. But there's like one game a year that you play an ACC team and it's not doesn't count as a conference game. It's Wild Mitt. I don't fucking get it.
Why
Cincinnati.
The fuck would you schedule a non-conference game against
conference? No, it's not that. It's like, don't ask questions. Just research it on your own.
Cincinnati's going to get in.
I hope, man.
Just because of the way it's trending. Like, somebody in that top four is going to lose. They have to go up.
Yes.
Right? Unless Michigan beats. Yeah, but then.
Gumpy, this
if
is
Michigan
what I think.
Beats Ohio State, Michigan will be in. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
The committee's already done
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
It's one of Ohio State, Michigan, or Michigan State.
Michigan State's dead.
The thing is,
if they win the Big Ten, one of those three teams are going to be in.
Yep.
Georgia and Alabama are both going to get in because Georgia's probably going to lose to Alabama in the SEC championship game. They're
what have you seen that you think that's going to happen?
Oh, you got Georgia
beating Bama? It happened like 2 years ago.
I'm saying this year.
Yeah.
Georgia's been an absolute wagon and Bama's struggling.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying Bama could beat them.
Absolutely.
But if Bama's two loss, I think they fall out.
Yeah. The best thing to me was Michigan being ahead of Michigan State.
Especially if Oklahoma goes undefeated. Cincinnati goes undefeated, and then it's a one-loss Big Ten champ, and Bama has two losses. There's no way you could put them.
Where's Oklahoma?
They are eighth. They're 9-0, and they play Baylor, Oklahoma State, and someone else, and they have to play the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, Gumpy, I haven't watched Baylor that much. That Baylor line seems a little fishy. It was only like -6.5. What did you think?
I stayed away from that.
Yeah, Baylor's kind of fucked me either way. Remember we had them that one Saturday night? We kept live betting them. Yeah.
But Baylor's 13. And
they burned me again this weekend, too. I think I need a timeout from Baylor.
Baylor's 13 right now. Baylor's 13 right now, and Oklahoma State's 10.
Yeah.
So if Oklahoma gets wins against those two top 15 teams, they'll bump up. Ohio State has Purdue, Michigan, and Michigan State last. They're all in the top 20, plus whoever they play in the Big Ten championship.
This is the only thing that drives me nuts about them. Not the only thing, but like, you can't have Michigan ahead of Michigan State.
Yeah.
That's just, I get it. Maybe they think Michigan is a better team. That's fine. But when you look at teams who have been playing the same teams, who have the same record, and there's a game to go off of, you have to put the team who won the head-to-head ahead of the other.
If they would have just switched 6 and 7 last night, I don't think anyone would have had a problem with.
Like, you just can't do that. The ultimate thing to go off is a head-to-head matchup. Mm-hmm. Michigan State won. There was no need to do that. And then when they asked, the guy goes, yeah, we had to talk about that for almost a whole 30 minutes. That was
I'm glad they spent that much time.
Yeah, fucking, maybe take fucking 8 hours, dude. Yeah. Maybe take a full day to make this up.
Okay. That's our college football talk for today.
It's good talk.
good talk.
Glad we got that out.
Glad we did that. That was good.
Oh, Syracuse, 3.5 Louisville.
Syracuse. I'm also looking at.
I'm dying with the orange.
I'm dying.
I bleed orange. I bleed orange.
I don't have that many. This is.
I bleed orange.
I bleed red.
This is my least amount of college picks this week. I do have like 10 unders written down since I didn't have enough teams.
There is no footy this weekend, so fucking nice to fucking sleep in. Probably not sleep in, but.
Mitt, let's go to the hardwood tonight.
All right. I just want to make it known that I was 1-0 in college basketball yesterday, so.
I was 0-1.
You can call me a sharp.
You guys forced me into a pick, and I blindly took Michigan State. That's why we don't pick every fucking game, whatever your stupid fucking name was, guy. Piss me off. I got seven picks. There is a full slate tonight, dude. And last night went okay, so I said, fuck it, I'm diving in.
Gumpy, don't you dare judge this man for making picks.
Yeah, Gumpy, you rattled off 19 college basketball picks yesterday with nothing out of 80. To go off.
There's 100 fucking games, Mitt.
Yeah, also.
Yeah, there's like 18 games tonight.
That's not even why we're coming to Gumpy right now. When Tony makes a pick. This is big news. We encourage picks from Tone.
Oh, fuck.
He's got seven here. Let's go.
He doesn't need a standing ovation for making the pick.
I didn't ask for it.
That's what I'm saying.
I got.
That's why I was surprised.
Toronto plus 3 at Boston.
Oh, I'm not touching that game.
I should have wrote down why I was taking these.
I actually did that for once.
You did?
Yeah. I got a.
Hold on. Let me look it up real quick. I can tell you why. Let's see here. Toronto, Boston. I have my notes in here somewhere. Boston is 0-3 at home. 0-3 as a home favorite. Not great as a favorite. Jaylen Brown, I believe, is at Toronto 4-0 as the away team. So I'm taking Toronto as a plus 3 dog.
There you go.
Fred VanVleet has been playing super well. I do like that. I'm going to go with the – let's go straight to the rookie odds boost of Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green – both to score 19.5.
That game's going to fucking stink.
So it's going to be a primetime game. It's going to be on ESPN. If you're going to watch it, then just you might as well throw this. They're probably the two best players on the court. That, I mean, I don't know. Just have fun. Sprinkle okay. on just that.
Fun.
Cade and Jalen Green each score 15+. There you go, Paul. Taking the Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers, minus the 4.
You're a bold man.
I am a bold man. Milwaukee back to back. I like the Knicks at home. I don't love this one tonight, Mitt.
Yeah, I was but looking at it. The Knicks, and I decided to just actually take my pick, and I just put it on the Cavs instead.
The Knicks handled the Bucks earlier in the season pretty well, so we'll see.
See, I just kind of view Giannis as the revenge type, sure. So I don't know. Yeah, I stayed away from that, but I like the Cavs. They're plus 3.5 at home against the Wizards. Both teams top of the NBA in against the spread this year. They were both supposed to be really bad. Both have had actually some pretty good players step up. So I just like the Cavs. They're at home. They're plus 3.5. They're probably as good as the Wizards. I just like the plus 3.5 at home.
Yeah, I was looking at that, but I don't want to take it because of Sexton.
Sucks, he's out.
Bulls minus the 3.5. Mavs are 1-3 on the road. 0-3 is a dog. Obviously, 0-2 is an away dog. 0-2 with 2 to 3 days off. Bulls have great stats, great covering stats. I'll take the Bulls minus 3.5.
I have been loving the Bulls this year, and I'm riding that one with you, Tony.
Okay. I'm taking Memphis minus the 4.5. Ooh. Charlotte stinks.
Charlotte has been playing very bad after their hot start, so I'm just going to stay away from that one. I can't really go against my guy, LaMelo Ball. So.
This is a shitty game, an incredibly, incredibly shitty game.
Oh, I know where you're at.
New Orleans is 1-10.
Brandon Ingram's not even playing. Yeah, OKC plus the 4.5. They at least have like Shai Gilley and like a couple fun players to watch, and they're getting 4.5.
New Orleans is 1-10, and they're 5-point favorites. So I will take the 5-point dog in OKC, who is not good either, but they have not been 1-10.
No, Oklahoma City has I think 3 wins, 2 against the Lakers, which I mean. I don't know. I've watched them a couple times this year, and they've looked a lot better than the Pelicans. So let's go. I'm riding riding there with you.
I know it's a big line. No, it's not that big, but I'm going to lay the 7.5 with Golden State. Minnesota is 2-7 ATS. Where was it? I just deleted it. They're just bad.
Yeah.
Timberwolves are bad. Golden State's been great.
Checks out.
And then my last one is Phoenix. I'm going to lay the 5.5, which I don't love. That's probably my least favorite of the night. But Portland blew out Phoenix earlier in the season, and I like revenge angle on that one, Mitt.
I like that. I got two more. I got Kings money line versus the Spurs.
Hell yeah.
I just thought it was a super close game for some reason, and the Kings are actually a kind of good team. The Spurs absolutely stink. And then we're taking the Lakers plus the 5 against the Heat. The Lakers line obviously was juiced, much like the Cowboys and Yankees, how it always is at the start of the season. But now we're the plus 5. We finally got it back. Water finally found its level here. And, I mean, it's at the Heat, but it's a huge game. Russ is going to want to play well. Let's go. Let's go, Lake Show. Let's go. Coach Braun's on the bench calling the plays. We got it.
A bunch of the Heat's players are not playing. That's
correct. Let's stick to the hardwood. Is it a smaller college basketball slate tonight?
Yeah, I only got 3 picks.
Okay.
All dogs.
All pops.
North Mexico plus 2 against FAU. Detroit plus...
North Mexico plus what?
Plus 2.
Against FAU.
Yep. Detroit plus 4.5 at Wyoming.
Okay.
Wait, they have a college?
Who?
Detroit? Yeah, dude.
Come on, you're better than
that. We made a lot of money on Detroit.
You thought a major American city wouldn't have a college?
Is it like IUPUI? Like,
no, it's fucking Detroit, dude.
Detroit, dude.
Well, they don't have a football team.
It is, actually, while I said that, this city doesn't
You have IUPUI. That's what I'm saying.
But you don't have like Indianapolis University.
Oh, no, no, no. There's UIndy.
Okay, there you go.
UIndy.
What do they do?
They're Division II. They play all sports.
Is it like Cordon Bleu University?
Yeah.
Probably.
What else you got?
Last one, North Colorado plus 3.5 versus Pacific.
I feel like I remember loving North Colorado last
year. Yeah.
Are they yellow?
All these teams, yeah.
Just trying to fucking tie teams to colors.
There wasn't much out there.
Don't worry, pal. I'll be with you on these in a couple weeks. I just need something.
I mean, the way yesterday started, it was pretty disheartening. And I'm just trying to stay away from the big spreads. I took them last night, but there's just no need to dive into those.
I hear you. I think it's because
North Colorado is down to a pick 'em now, and North Mexico is plus one. So
I think it's because there's so much transferring and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and because of the one and done and stuff like that. Like the big spreads earlier in the season, teams just aren't either as dominant anymore, or the bad teams aren't as bad.
Yeah. There's no real like major game tonight, really. I mean, Michigan's in action tonight, but they're minus 12.5 versus Buffalo. That's really come down. That opened at 15.5.
Okay.
They lost. Livers is gone though, right? Did Livers go to the Pistons? He went to the Pistons too.
Let me check. Yes.
What the? Did he not play?
I don't know.
They got him and Garza in the goddamn G League.
Pistons stink, dude.
What a nightmare. Robert Morris at Central.
Bobby Moe, by the way.
Rutgers is in action.
Shout out to Dukes. Got a W last night.
It's a big win.
Shout out to Dukes.
Big win.
1-0 to start the season. All right, let's head to the ice. How much puck got tonight, dude?
Three games. That gives you plenty of time to jump on YouTube. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk. Hang out with Gump, myself, Rupper, and former New York Rangers captain and Tampa Bay Lightning, Ryan Callahan.
Wow.
Ooh. Legend.
Callie's in the park tonight.
One of the grittiest sons of bitches you've ever seen on the ice.
Legend.
What game are we watching?
I think it's the Leafs and the Flyers because that's the early game.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good game, too.
Should be a lot of juice, a lot of offense in that one.
That one is Leafs minus 137 on the road at the Flyers. You liking anything there?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am on the Flyers tonight.
Ooh.
It's Military Appreciation Night in Wells Fargo. This one's for the troops.
Thank you, military. Troops.
Carter Hart's in net.
Happy birthday, Marines.
Well, in their last 10 games here, so they're no discrepancies. The Flyers are good on home ice.
Sure.
The Leafs has not been great on the road, so
back-to-back for the Leafs, too, right?
Is Jeff Simmons still on the Flyers?
Who?
Wayne Simmons.
Jeffrey Wayne Simmons.
Wayne Simmons is actually on the Leafs now. Yeah.
Oh, Wayne Simmons, revenge game.
He switches.
Are you taking that into account tonight?
He switched sweaters.
This will not be his first game back there, so it's been quite a while.
Simmons has worn a few sweaters in his career.
Okay. The next game, Nashville at Dallas. I'm going to hand that over to our pal Bubba Gumpino here.
Dallas Stars money line.
Is that a fucking homer pick?
Fuck, kidding me, dude? We've owned Nashville for years.
I was just asking, dude.
Yeah,
there's Holpe's your answer, in for dude. The Stars.
Holpe's a fucking weapon.
Braden.
Yeah. Habs fucked us last night. That was depressing.
They did.
Kings, 6 in a row.
Yeah, they're good, huh?
Pretty good.
Playing well.
Good stretch right now for the Kings.
Jonathan Quick's playing well.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Penguins win last night?
Lost in shootout.
To who?
Flurry?
The Blackhawks, yeah. Flurry. Flurry had 42 or 43 saves. Pens poured it on late.
Can't lose to...
They fired their coach. It was new coach. This is his second game, so Boy, Hawks are kind of in a bit
Why
of
are you pointing me for?
Now.
That's on you.
What's on me?
You fucking been burying Flurry like your life
stunk.
Depended on it.
He did
stunk.
Stink.
And he shoved it to you.
He stunk.
Shoved it.
Kicked him out of town because he couldn't win a fucking cup.
Cracked and in the late
lost
game...
and Flurry won.
I mean,
yesterday.
He won a cup there, but... Matt Murray.
I mean, people forget. Flurry did get benched multiple times. The late game, the Minnesota Wild at the Arizona Coyotes. This one's on TNT. 10 p.m. start. That's late.
It's a late game.
So the Wild are the significantly better team here. They're minus 230 on the money line. You can go either way here. I'm going to take them in regulation. So 60-minute line at minus 140.
Okay.
I don't hate going puck line. For plus 120 with the Wild.
All right. So that's on the ice. Coin didn't like anything tonight. So
no. I mean, another night off for the Coin.
The well Coin's earned. Had a fucking few too many nights off.
Listen, it's a long season, dude.
I know.
Can't about, get him worn out.
Two nights in a row.
Can't get him worn out.
If he's not going three times a week, what are we doing?
It can't get him worn out. Wait, listen, there's still plenty of days left.
There is a good slate tomorrow night and well, a lot of prime opportunities for
the Coin.
Here's
the
a,
Coin's not in action tomorrow. We will pick it.
Here's a boost I love. Ravens to win by 14 plus against the
Dolphins. Yikes.
You know what? I think I've had about enough. If I fucking stand by you and the Steelers all the time, you just choose to bury the Dolphins.
I don't ask you to stand by the Steelers.
You're the fucking team, dude.
I like, you should, you don't, I like you, that you do it, but
you
I cannot stand
you don't have to ask. You just fucking do it.
I love the Dolphins.
You're fucking lying.
If I knew teeth. If your quarterback, if
it's Jacoby Pinky, played great last week.
Pinky wasn't
only
hurt.
Turned the ball over five times.
We'll talk about
we're
that.
We're winning
game.
That game. All talk right. about that Dolphins game plus 320 money line.
Hey, Gumpy, how do you feel having a quarterback made of paper mache? Oh,
wow. This guy?
Burn, dude.
Well, you see, Mitt, when you stick with a team your entire life and don't hop around like an asshole, you kind of just live with it.
I mean, I kind of got forced into doing that. Oh, I did stick with one team, though.
No, you didn't.
Don't blame this on your dad.
My dad was a Cowboys fan and a Lakers fan growing up. I had to watch every single damn game.
So you left.
Started with.
You started and then you left and went back. That's
no,
even
no,
worse.
No, no, no. I can take two. I can that's root even for worse. Family. No, I can root for family and my team.
Who was your team last year? Atlanta?
No, my team. I would just fake be a Broncos fan on Twitter.
Last
but then
year
I couldn't
in this
criticize
office.
Anything.
Yep.
You cut a fucking.
Let's go, Broncos Nation.
You got
Nation.
Shit on because you didn't say Broncos country.
Stand up. I didn't know shit.
Stand up, Broncos Nation.
Oh, yeah. I'm OG Brett Michaels, dude.
I forgot all about that, dude.
That might have been his best work yet.
You doing those videos
at the stand? Taking the stand?
Those were the best. You need to start doing those again, dude.
I miss the green screen.
It's still there.
I know. That thing is awesome. I got to start doing more stuff.
Yeah, you just had a run where your team was undefeated. You could have fucking done a good one every week.
See, but then I would have jinxed it.
I took these teams to cover, so I might as well take the boost. Bulls and Knicks to win plus 200.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to take either of those games, but now I'm going to take that boost.
Tough game for both of them. So, you know, anything could happen.
Michigan anything to win by 20 yeah, plus points plus 320
against Buffalo.
Jesus.
Buffalo likes to get up and down a court.
Yeah, a lot of people are on Buffalo in that game, actually.
Well, though, what 2 years ago they were in the tournament and were good. I don't think they were. I don't.
Those big lines are just fucking absurd. Like Seton Hall is favored by 27 tonight.
I mean, you could just take the big dogs, 13 or more.
I mean, that didn't. The dogs I took last night, that did not work either. Fucking Oral Roberts lost
ones?
By fucking 30, dude.
Pick the dead ones. All right. I think we covered everything, right, boys?
Yeah.
Nick, are you satisfied?
I think so.
Mitt, are you satisfied?
I'd be more happy if there was a 3x2 boost, but there's not.
That's not on us, though.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Being honest.
Hilo is playing at Hawaii tonight at midnight.
Hawaii helicopters.
Why is it Hilo?
Are playing Hawaii.
Is that like...
That is electric, dude.
I am 100% going to be watching
gonna play that
stream.
Game?
Hawaii minus 18 and a half.
You take it?
Take the dog.
I mean, that is a huge rivalry game.
I'm taking the dog, dude. Give me Hawaii. What's the other one?
Fun
Hawaii
fact,
second?
The team that loses has to move islands.
Leave the island.
Yeah.
You go now. You go now.
Bye-bye. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We love you.
Hey.
We fucking love you.
Hey.
Everyone, love everybody.
Okay? ELE, dude.
ELE. Tomorrow, Thursday night football.
Hell yeah.
College and professionally. More NBA, more NHL, more college basketball.
The beat goes on, my friend.
The beat goes on and on and on. We'll be back to break all of it down. That's what we do here.
Hell yeah.
And we try our best. And we thank you for your support. And I'm not making another fucking college basketball pick till I'm good and ready. like Mav said, I will fire when I am fucking good and ready. Okay? I think he said that to Merlin.
I respect that.
Don't know what that means.
Never seen Top Gun, did?
No, he's Canadian. Why would he?
Mav says, hey, piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
I will take the shot and I will fire when I am good and ready.
You weren't really forced into that one.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. You threw it out there, and then you got forced.
No, forced.
No, you said, I would just take the points tonight. you fucking started.
No, and I wasn't going to do it.
You threw yourself into the goddamn fire.
Fuck off. Good luck.
Take a question from the fucking
question
chat,
from the chat. Dude. Take one question from the chat. Yes,
my favorite part.
What's wrong? Did you stop the stream?
No, I just hate questions from the chat.
Whoa. Mitt, why would you do that? We gotta wait for the
negative, dude.
Mitt, ELE, dude.
Might be the most negative guy.
Phil from Maryland.
What's he got?
Georgia Bulldogs will beat the Tennessee. That's not a question. That's a statement. He's going out on a limb there. Georgia will beat Tennessee.
Nice.
They're only 20-point favorites. I just have funds in my account. Chad hates you. Oh shit.
He too.
Talking to me?
Oh, nope. No, they're not talking to you, dude.
Mitt is so soft.
Oh, no, they didn't say that. They didn't say that.
Fuck you. Whoever said that at me next time.
Why does Mitt nobody have said such it. Anger issues?
Oh, shit.
Dude. No, I'm not.
Whoa,
I'm kidding.
Whoa, dude. Relax, Mitt.
I'm kidding.
There's no fuck. Will Chiefs ever cover a game?
Let's hope not this week.
That's actually a great question.
I think the two of us right here are leaning the silver and black this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I was leading the red.
Oh, you're going Chiefs this weekend?
I think I'm on the red as well.
Oh, back room versus front room.
Ooh. What does Fauci think about Rodgers? There's not enough time for that.
Whoa. Who's Ohio State going to choke against? I don't think anybody. They might, though.
What about Purdue? What if Purdue beats them?
But Purdue just
so funny.
Purdue just had theirs.
I know, but they had theirs twice, though.
But have they done it back-to-back games? Because then, if they do it back-to-back games, they're a good team then.
It would be so funny. And I just want Cincinnati in so bad.
Will the Saints start Tay-Tay? They should.
They should.
They should.
They should. Simeon stinks.
He fucking nuts. He's going to get exposed. Will Mitt ever bet on Kansas football to cover?
No.
What if fucking Mark Mangini goes back and coaches the team?
Mangini?
Yes.
Okay. Question from the chat.
That was like 10. That was good.
Do you guys ever bet on player landing spots or just games? What's player landing spots?
Like where a player will land.
Yeah, you can't do that on FanDuel.
Yeah, I don't.
You can't do that on any legal book. So, no.
No.
I used to do that like years ago.
You were on and offshore.
Yeah, I was also like 18.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to say on live camera?
Anything else you'd like to incriminate yourself for?
Is that actually criminal?
Yep.
Remember when we were talking to the head FanDuel bookmaker and Mitt called him a degenerate, basically?
That was a good time. We should
fucking lacrosse on, dude.
We should get him back on.
Yeah, we should. He's good.
That dude was awesome. He was super nice to me.
He's a great guy. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.